Progress Test 3. Listening 2.
So, Charles, how did your business start?
Gina and I both used to work as bankers in New York for JP Morgan. But after several years travelling around the world for business and never seeing each other, we finally decided to leave the company and look for our own entrepreneurial opportunity.
So what did you do?
Well, we saw an opportunity in ice cream the very first time we went into a UK supermarket. Stores in the UK have more varieties of cream than those in the US, but fewer of ice cream. We thought that if Britain had the world's best dairy produce, it should also have the world's best super premium ice cream, which it didn't.
What's super premium ice cream?
It's a high-quality ice cream made from milk or high-fat cream, giving it a fat content of 16 to 18%. And ours contains no artificial ingredients, so it has a traditional feel to it, like it was made in your kitchen, rather than being mass-produced. It tends to be priced at more than £6 a litre, so that's higher than in America. In the UK, the leading players are Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs.
So what kind of market research did you do?
We spent 18 months analysing the trends of different types of ice cream and the dairy market. But we were coming at this as consumers, not people from a food manufacturing background. We wanted our ice cream to be less sweet than the alternatives available in the UK. And we had to overcome a lot of ridicule from potential rivals at trade shows who told us the British prefer sugary ice cream. We believed in our product and signed up for an ice cream manufacturing program to learn more about the whole process.
What happened then?
We finally decided to lease a factory near to our key market, the southeast. It took about 6 months to make the factory ready for food production and to buy the machinery, and £250,000 in capital. Within 2 years, we had taken on 7 members of staff and were supplying supermarkets like Tesco's. Demand just grew.
I read that turnover is expected to reach £1 million next year.
Really? Well, that sounds good. We've certainly made a real breakthrough in terms of supermarkets without spending much on marketing. Our production process means we can double our output with only a third more staff.
Well, I'm sure the listeners will join me in wishing you even greater success in the future.
Thank you.